In what's being described as the bloodiest day in 17 months of Israeli-Palestinian clashes, more than 30 Palestinians have been killed during Israeli raids into Palestinian villages and refugee camps. Among the dead are a general and a 9-year-old boy. 5 Israeli teenagers also were killed when a Palestinian gunman attacked a Jewish settlement in Gaza. Yesterday in Washington, President Bush announced a new initiative to try bringing the killing to an end, sending his special Middle East envoy back to the region. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
Palestinian security officials said most of the dead were killed in 2 Israeli attacks in Gaza. Israel also fired missiles at several Palestinian security targets in Gaza, including the police headquarters. One of the dead was General Ahmed Mifraj, the deputy commander of Palestinian Public Security. Palestinian security sources said he was the highest-ranking Palestinian officer to be killed in a clash with Israelis in the past 17 months. The security sources said he was one of at least 16 Palestinians killed when Israeli troops moved into the Huza refugee camp in central Gaza early today. Mohammed Wahidi, who works for the Palestinian Authority in Gaza, says all Gazans feel under Israeli attack.
The Apache never stopped. The F-16, maybe you hear it, never stops. They can shell anytime, anywhere. Who can guarantee for me that they are not going to shell my neighborhood or my building?
Several other Palestinians died when Israeli naval boats shelled Gaza. Israeli Army spokesman Jacob Dalal says Huza was known as a center for Hamas and Islamic Jihad, and many Palestinians responsible for attacks on Israelis lived there. Dalal says that in the past week, Israel has intensified its policy of searching out Palestinian gunmen before they can carry out attacks.
We cannot wait for the assailant to come to the border fence, to cross the green line, to come to the army outpost, and then engage him. We have to sometimes go in to these hubs of terrorism, the refugee camps in the West Bank, and this village, for example, in Gaza.
Palestinian eyewitnesses said Israeli tanks and troops also rolled into the biblical town of Bethlehem early today, targeting 2 refugee camps that Israel says are centers for suspected Palestinian gunmen. The ongoing Israeli assault comes just hours after a Palestinian gunman infiltrated a Jewish settlement in Gaza. He went into an Israeli boarding school and began firing and throwing grenades. 5 18-year-old students were killed and more than 20 injured. Hamas claimed responsibility. The escalating violence has caused concern in Washington. President Bush announced he's sending special Mideast envoy General Anthony Zinni back to the region early next week to try to broker a ceasefire. Both Israeli and Palestinian officials welcome Zinni's return and said they hope he will be able to stop the violence. Vice President Dick Cheney also begins a visit to the Middle East on Monday. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.